a guy that's getting ready for week one action against Wycliffe, is the head coach of the Oberlin Phoenix, Mike Akers, who sits down at the table. Sorry to interrupt your meal, Coach. That's it looked like you were really enjoying it, though.
Hey, but we're here to talk football, not to eat, right?
A little bit of both.
You know.
Well, depends how you look at it. So tell us about Oberlin football 2019. Where are those expectations? Where's the bar set?
Well, I told one of my players the other day, I said, you know, Dante, you're a junior now, and these people probably think you're like 22 years old because you've been starting since you were a freshman. They're probably thinking, man, is this kid ever going to graduate? And you still got another year. So all them kids we played 2 years ago that were freshmen and sophomore, now they're juniors and seniors. So, I mean, just little stories. We're playing Black River, and that big kid come through the line, and he's a freshman safety. He don't want to hit him. I said, listen, in 2 years, you know, you'll be running through the line. They won't want to hit you. So hopefully I'm right.
So have you seen, just as I mentioned to Coach Howells over at Wellington, have you seen not only just mental maturity but also just physical growth?
Oh, yeah.
They're bigger kids now?
And we got into the weight room. You know, we put in a weight room program 2 years ago right after I got there after the first year. I was hired so late that first year we had no time to do anything. So then after that season, we got in. But last year, it really took off. You know, the kids started coming in from, you know, different sports. I got a couple kids playing dual sports in the fall, you know, playing soccer and football. And they're very good athletes. And, they're going to help us. But we're physically bigger. We have more kids. We're up to 41 on our roster now.
Good.
Compared to 17, we had 24, you know. So we can, I mean, just simple things that you do every day. We can go live. We can go, you know, a first team with a second team. We're not teaching the very basic plays that we do. They know what we do. So we're moving on, you know. We're gravitating up to, you know, a better football team.
So key guys, who
yes.
can you tell us about?
A core. Our quarterback is back, Mazari Harrison. He steers everything. But our offensive line, they're all juniors and seniors. They have all played 20 games at least. You know, Riley Horning, Jaden Turner, he's one of them. Started as a freshman when Devin was there, you know, and now he's a junior. He's done played 20 varsity football games, you know. And Alex Rucker, he's a senior. He's been starting since he's a sophomore. And then we had Sam Thompson. We moved in. He just got so stinking big. He's 6'5". He was about 200 pounds a couple years ago, 190 pounds. Now he's 2 1/4. We had to put him at tackle. He's just, you know, he's got to be on the field instead of just playing defensive end. So our up front kids, you know, that's – we can finally, I think, play on the other team's side of line of scrimmage. Instead of trying to trick everything, now we can just go right at you.
Coach, you parlay that into the kind of the reformation of the Lorain County 8, and then you throw in a couple games over on the AstroTurf over at Oberlin College. Do you use that to kind of build off of that, say, hey, we're going to renew some rivalries here, and then we're gonna play in a big-time stadium down the street? Do you talk about that? Do you try and feed off of that a little bit?
Not really, man. Our kids really don't care. No. I think they'd play in the parking lot. They don't care. I mean, we had a couple, like Jaden Turner, he just couldn't wait to hit somebody. I mean, he got in the weight room, and he finally figured out, you know, I'm pretty strong. I'm 260 pounds. I'm not 14 no more. I'm 16. You know, I want to do the hitting. And then in our first scrimmage, he had a couple shots he laid. You know, we're like, Jaden Turner? You know, yeah.
Well, you talk about the kids get physically bigger.
Yeah, they just get older, you
right.
know.
Right, and I would imagine the physicality
right.
of the game then
you know.
Evolves as well to suddenly say, okay, I got a little girth. I got a little
yeah.
muscle.
Yeah,
they get
lack of a better word, they just get a little cocky, you know. It's like, you know, settle down. You know, let's hit. No, we'll hit. Just relax. You know, you've hit for 2 years. You've got a lot of games under your belt. Let's just, you know, get we'll tune and, you know, work on the little things in that we never really had a chance to do because we're doing so much teaching, just basic football. So now they're just working on little things. And like when we go, we call it tempo, you know. I'll just sit back and my quarterback runs the show. I said, no coaching during this period. They run it. We go up and down the field and they run it. We're not coaching yet.
How does that physical maturity translate into some defensive improvement? You gave up 43 a game last year, and you know if you're going to be competitive, you got to get that number down in the 20s somehow, even with a good offense. So how do you do that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Just being physically older. I mean, we bring back everybody. Only two kids we're really going to, you know, we only had like seven seniors last year. And Rayvon Isom, we're going to miss him, and we're going to miss Aaron Arnold. But we had kids that could just fill in you know, were just not saying they were bad players. They're just as good as the two that, you know, they're replacing. So, what, you know, we're just bringing back the same kids, you know, and it's just, I know I'm going to keep repeating that, but it's just, you know, first year they were gone. You know, we had that decent season. We were the feel-good team, and we just lost all the kids. In the second year, a lot of them, they were young, but then that's, you know, last year we were really young. So we bring back everybody on both sides of the ball, other than a couple. You know, either they got a full JV season under the belt, but probably eight on offense. You know, we probably play about 16 kids. You know, we're not one way. But, you know, we probably got 16 kids that's got 20 football games under their belt.
So who have you scrimmaged, and what has it shown you? What have you been like so far?
We went against last week. It was a three-way. We went against Brooklyn, you know, and Brooklyn, they're a little down. They're young, you know, and what had happened, you know, it happened. I expected to, because we have speed. We have athletic kids. You know, we get them in space. They're hard to tackle. And we've seen them over the last couple of years. And, you know, the coach is doing a nice job. He's just trying to build that program. And, I, you know, because even when we went out there 2 years ago, the year we had the winning streak, they were a lot better then. I think he's just trying to rebuild. I don't know too much of the dynamics of that city, but it seems like he's just struggling with it. And then we went against Plymouth, who is, a big football team. They're expecting big things this year, and they're foot-to-foot, toss, counter, you know, kind of a wing T feel. But they just, it's like a rugby game, you know, and last year they would have just like chunked us. But out of the 10 plays, we kept them out, you know, we kept them out of the 30-yard line. I mean, they would get three or four, but we were not, you know, we were trying to play. You know, we didn't want to jump in and dive at their legs and take them out and things like that, because it was a scrimmage. So we were trying to match up with them, you know, physically, you know, and we did pretty well. And it was the first time since I've been there, and this is the third year, that a coach come over and said, man, your kids are physical. It's the first time that's been told to me that, you know.
So as we wrap things up, as I said, I think it was Coach Howells, not that I'm looking for a win-loss record, but how are you going to measure this team's growth this year?
You know, with this new conference, I don't know. I don't know how these teams, like we knew what Fairview were bringing back. We knew what Brooklyn was bringing back, but I don't know anything about Firelands. I don't know anything about Wellington. I haven't seen Wellington. You know, I don't know anything about, you know, a lot of these teams I haven't seen in a while. I mean, we've seen Clearview last couple of years, and we've seen Black River. But I haven't seen Keystone, you know. And when I see them.
But in the end, it's about the growth. It's about the growth of your team.
Oh, yeah, we just got to worry about us. You're right. We got to worry about us. And we're the smallest school, us in Columbia, in Lorain County. And we just got to, you know, and Jason's got a good model, you know. And we have the most seniors we've had. We have 14 seniors this year. You know, and that's a lot. And we got some kids. Coach, I haven't played since junior high. I haven't played since Corey Middlebrooks. He came out. I seen him on the basketball court 2 years ago. I said, this kid's got to play football. And he just come out. We had to change our offense. I mean, I'm sorry, our defense. He's got to be on the field. I said, because if I'm that kid, I'm better than him. Why not playing, you know? We had to get him in, but we didn't want to take out a good player to, you know, or just make him, a sub, you know. So we had to basically change our defense a little bit to get him on the field, because he runs and hits. So we've got a couple kids like that come out senior year that they're athletic. They've played in the past. They're not afraid. They're 17, 18 years old. They're not 14. And they're just, you know, and he had a great scrimmage. Interception, tackles, I mean, running all over the field. So we're like, you know, he's what we thought he'd be.
So this could be a fun year for you guys, then.
Hopefully. It's anything else. So you got to keep your key people healthy. We got to keep our quarterback healthy. We got to keep our main running backs healthy. I mean, but it isn't the huge drop-off in the past that we've had when we put a second kid in there, you know, because they're older kids now. You know, we have some juniors and seniors backing up juniors and seniors. So I think we only have one sophomore that will probably play on Friday night, you know, in our starting line.
That's a great sign.
So,
well,
big difference.
We appreciate you coming out, as always.
You know,
fun conversations. And
you guys do so much for Lorain County sports and the kids and football. You know, we appreciate the time you guys take coming out, watching our practice. You know, it's a lot of work. Kids are kids, you know, you got to chase them around, and you know what we go through. And when did me and you first talk about 1993?
Yeah.
We were young men then, weren't we?
Yeah.
And
I didn't have all this, aged at all.
Oh, get out of here. I didn't have all this gray then.
Tim was 12 then, right, Tim?
Yeah.
Tim just got his license.
It was my middle school internship.
Yes, it was. Over there in Charleston. The building don't even exist no more, right?
Good seeing you.
It's always been fun.
Glad you had a great meal.
We appreciate it. Thanks for having us out.
Good luck,
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Good luck.